key priorities in the budget obviously are going to be health and housing, but also essential to it is going to be putting in place strong contingency funds in relation to Brexit. And that's going to be particularly important as in relation to agriculture, not only because of the massive losses that farmers have already experienced as a result of the pressures which Brexit has contributed to and on price, but also because if there is a hard Brexit, then the agricultural and the agri-food sector will be impacted more than any other. And it's absolutely essential that there is contingency made in the budget to ensure that there's funds there to be able to mitigate that. Because if agri-food is impacted in the way that it's expected as a result of a hard Brexit, then it will have a very significant impact on rural economies, and particularly in our own county in Donegal, given the large part that agri-food plays in our county.
The suggestion has been made that the uptake on the BEAM programme, the Exceptional Measures programme announced recently, has not been as much as people would have expected. And perhaps the Minister may point to that and say, hang on, you're telling me there's a crisis, but yet I put a programme on the table and the uptake wasn't there.
Of course, the government put that programme on the table about a week or 2 weeks before the local and European elections, and was presented to farmers at that stage very much as a compensation fund for the heavy losses that had been experienced up to that point. After the elections, it became clear that actually it was contingent on farmers reducing their stocking levels by a minimum of 5%. And of course, that's not a step that farmers like to take. They want to be able to maintain their stocks so that they can continue and be prepared for the future. And that condition, which wasn't made clear to farmers, is one that has meant that many, particularly ones with smaller stock holdings, haven't actually signed up for it. And it's been down to the unfair and unnecessary conditionality. But aside from that, now going forward, farmers have shipped a lot of losses, and it's essential that if a hard Brexit does impact, that the government, working with the European Commission, is prepared for that, and we actually can see the agri-food sector protected, and also that underpinning our rural economy.